Rick and I moved into Detaney Court on the 13th of March 1991, so it's 23 years today. This house was 3 years old when we moved in. It's the second phase of the development, and it used to be the St Albans School playing fields. When they started developing the site, Rick and I said we'd always like to live down here. Couldn't afford the larger houses, and when this one came on the market, because it's got an extension on the side, we decided to buy it. And I always used to tease him when we first moved in that if we dug deep enough, we'd find his old rugby shorts, because this was the rugby field. My memories of being here are very interesting, because when Rick and I moved here in 1991, we were completely unaware of the incredible footpaths around Sopwell. We had never, we're both curious people in the sense of liking to see what our surroundings are. We've both lived in St Albans all our lives, but have never ventured across, apart from walking up and down Cotton Mill Lane or around and about, we had never ventured along the river. We didn't know about Pocket Park. We didn't know about the Ver Walk. We didn't know about the Auburn Way. The Auburn Way was just being developed when we moved down here. And so it was a tremendous eye-opener. Just couldn't believe it. It was really superb. Mm-hmm. And walking round the nunnery, you know, I can remember the old works by the nunnery site where they had the asbestos problems. I can remember that. Rick can remember quite a bit about that, but I can't remember as a child this estate being the Cotton Mill and St Julian's estate being developed. Of course, they must have been mm-hmm. while in my lifetime, mm-hmm. being born in 1946, but I have no memory of that at all. Different part of the town, but I wasn't that far away. I was only in London Road, but you just didn't venture. I got married in Hendon, in northwest London, where there's quite a big synagogue there. Both our sets of parents were heavily involved with the synagogue here in St Albans, but we decided we wanted to get married in London. And when we first got married, the first 5 years of our marriage, we lived in Kingsbury in northwest London. And we did not like it at all. You could have been anywhere. It was one district merged into the next. It was so faceless. And we thought, we're going to move. Let's move back to St Albans. And at that time, my mother had come to live with us because my father had died. She was very unhappy. She hadn't wanted to stay in St Albans on her own, so she came to London. And when we said to her, we want to move back to St Albans, she said, right, let's go back. And we bought a house in King Harry Lane. Mm. And we lived in King Harry Lane from 71 to 81. And in 1981, we moved from King Harry Lane to Grange Street. And we bought a house which had been in Grange Street, one of the Edwardian cottages. And it was a large one, four-bedroom one, which had been built for Sam Ryder's manager. So it was a little bit bigger than the others. They were all built at the same time, but he had had this particular one built, and it was built for Sam Ryder's manager. And we lived there until 1991, when we decided that we wanted to move again. This development was being built. The first phase had been built, which was the far side. The Thorpe Road end of Detaney Court had been built first, and then this was the second phase. And when they were developing this, we said, oh, would it be nice to live here? But we didn't want to move straight away. We waited a couple of years, and when we bought the house from the people who had moved in when the house was new, it was very nice indeed. And we've seen so many changes, because we took some photographs outside the house when we first moved in, and the trees in the garden around the well were little spindly things, yeah. And now the council won't come and chop them down. They need pruning, but they won't. They're far too big for the development, and they are breaking up the retaining wall around the communal garden.